North Korea puts a death warrant on more than 30 Christians. One pair of shoes and a note makes an eternal difference in three lives. And more doors are opening for the gospel in Syria. Learn how on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea plans to execute 33 people who had contact with a Baptist missionary. They're accused of trying to overthrow the regime. Open Doors' David Curry explains Kim Jong-un's response.
North Korea has a theocracy. Their power is derived from their trying to convince their population that the leaders are God. So anything that would suggest otherwise, they would consider to be a threat to their government.
A church body does exist, however, gospel work has been affected.
I think it does have a chilling effect, obviously, but I think people in North Korea understand the choices they make when they decide to follow Jesus.
What's at stake? A precious commodity of North Korea, people.
I think we need to pray for North Korea every single day. This is a turning point of history, I think, and we need to be praying for these folks, for freedom to read the Bible, for people to get Bible.
Make some noise about this story. We'll give you some ideas on how at our website. Next, a man imprisoned for his faith in China is bringing fellow inmates to Christ. According to Voice of the Martyrs USA, Chinese courts gave Mr. Li a 2-year prison term for trying to set up a Christian bookstore. His family recently shared an update with VOM saying Li has been sharing the gospel with fellow prisoners. As a result, several people have come to Christ. Pray the Lord will continue to use this man to spread the gospel in prison. This is Mission Network News. Last May, the small village of Galena, Alaska, was hit by a flood later to be declared a natural disaster. Send International has been aiding relief efforts there ever since. Jerry Casey of Send recalls the extent of damage in Galena.
Most of the building sustained water damage between 2 to 3 feet up on the walls of the buildings, and the buildings were already on stilts because of previous floods. So this was a record flood for Galena.
While the rebuilding process is expected to last up to 3 years, the effort has turned into an outworking of the body of Christ.
I guess the neat thing was to see how the Bible Church in Galena reached out to everybody in the village, whether they were a part of the church or not, and then the churches in Anchorage also rallied to send supplies, whether it was food or building materials or work teams to go up there.
This project needs continued support. Read about it at our website. Meanwhile, in part two of our series on Buckner International's Shoes for Orphan Souls ministry, a family realized their impact on the ministry firsthand. Sherry Schrag and her family held a shoe drive through their local church.
And we asked people to bring in shoes for 4 weeks, usually the month of October. We collect the shoes. As people come in with them, we collect them, we sort them. And then we ship them. We pack them all in huge boxes and ship them off to Texas.
He collected about 600 pairs of shoes. A year later, Schrag and her daughter decided to go on a shoe delivery trip to Honduras, where a teen boy gave them a huge surprise.
He had a picture in his hand, and he's showing it to her, and I'm watching this. And she comes running over to me with him, and it's the picture of my daughter and her brothers that he got in his pair of shoes with a letter that we had written.
Host a shoe drive or go on a trip. We have the link at our website. And the Lord's continuing to open doors for his story to move forward in Syria. Vision Beyond Borders says Syrian refugees, many of them Muslim, are hungry for truth. VBB's contacts are asking for 40,000 Arabic Bibles for refugees who are curious about the gospel. It costs just over $1 to print and ship each one. Can you help meet this need? We'll connect you at our website. Pray the 40,000 goal is met and more people come to know Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Be the first to be notified when the FreeBible.is app for kids is available to be downloaded. Your children can listen to a high-quality dramatized audio Bible while coloring, completing puzzles, learning memory verses, and playing many more fun Bible-engaging games. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Ewer.